Welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show, episode 12 today. And this is season finale for season 19, by the way, with season 20 coming up in just a couple of weeks. So without further ado, let me tell you what's coming up today. Aside from our six certified indie songs, I've also got my friend PM joining me live in the studio for a in conversation kind of episode that we do where we talk to a breakthrough independent artist. Now, PM is joining me because he has collaborated with me once again for Blues Dance, the remix that we're doing. So this is a new world beat kind of dance edition that I worked on, and PM has done the rap Blues Dance, which comes out in a few weeks. So stick around for that. So here are the six certified indie songs. But before we kick off the certified indie songs, we're going to give you the original Blues Dance from my Devil Is Back Billboard number 8 album and iTunes number 1 album, Blues Dance. So this is the original song. And the next time you hear Blues Dance, which is a couple of weeks from now on season 20, will be the remix edition, okay? Or rather the world beat edition with PM joining me on that song. So aside from that, then we kick off with the six certified indie songs. It is Yes I Can by an artist called Lucy Lynch, featuring Nick Gertson. Now, this song has a very Irish feel. I think the artist is from Ireland, but it's also got that massive stadium appeal as well. You know, I really like this song, and I don't know if the track is going to be on our independent number one's upcoming Volume 11 album, but it's definitely a song that I would love to see on a mainstream album like that. It's really cool. So after Yes I Can by Lucy Lynch, we have Undone by my friend Nikki Chris featuring Kit Wakely, who was on the show just last week. He joined me in the studio to talk about his number one Billboard single, Conflicted, which featured Joe Satriani. So this is Nikki Chris's song. And Kit Wakely is joining her on this song. And Nikki Chris is part of my Real Indie project, who were featured on my Billboard number 8 blues album, number 8 on the Billboard charts. Devil Is Back, that was the album. And Nikki Chris, you can hear her voice on that album. It's really cool. So this is her song, Undone. Very cool track. After that, of course, we've got PM joining me in the studio. And then we have PM's new single, Mr. Bars, which we played a couple of weeks ago. And we've received a lot of emails and messages about that single. Everybody seems to love it. It's very modern sounding, very top 40, very hip hop, you know. So obviously a lot of people kind of gravitate towards that kind of a sound right now. And then we've got an artist that I really like. It's called Michael Owens. And his music just always makes me smile, you know. And it's the kind of music I like to perform on stage. It's like punk rock almost, but it's more old school rock and roll mixed with modern Nirvana style, but at the same time, like the Knack coming in, you know. It's that kind of feel, and it's really fun. You can just feel the artist and the musicians on that song just enjoying themselves in the studio. It's really cool. And the song is called The Right Kind of Crazy. If I'm not mistaken, Michael Owens is on our Independent Number Ones Volume 11, which comes out in a couple of months. The last edition of Independent Number Ones Volume 10 hit number one on Amazon UK. So it's going to be a really cool album this year. And after Michael Owens, I've got an artist that has been on our show just last week, and I really do like this artist. Her name is Susan Vesner. And now, I thought she was a jazz artist, but how wrong I was, because she actually makes music in all genres, including the blues. And this is one of her songs that has a very strong blues influence, and it's called Hook, Line and Sinker. Now, I would have loved to have produced this song for her, because we could have taken it to the next level, but all things considered, this is a great song. And you can hear that that real rock organ coming in, you know, that Hammond organ, really cool sounding. This is a very cool sounding song. I like it. Just let me tell you guys that Susan Vesner will be joining me in the studio very soon to talk about her album called Choices. So stick around for that. It'll be up real soon on the show. And last but not least, I've got one of my new favorite artists from Canada, and his name is Accidental Martyr. Well, that's the band name, Accidental Martyr. And the artist, the composer, and the man behind Accidental Martyr is Richard Coutts. This song is called Touch. And the reason I'm also playing this song is because Touch is going to be featured on our upcoming Goa Chill Out Zone Volume 10. Now, Goa Chill Out Zone Volume 9, if you remember, hit number one on iTunes in the UK last February 2020, when the pandemic just hit us. So Volume 10 is expected to really hit some major charts, because we've got the best of the best artists joining us and some brand new breakthrough artists as well. And Accidental Martyr is one of those artists, and he's going to be in the studio again with me. He's going to be in an In Conversation episode talking about his music and his upcoming songs and stuff like that. So these are the artists on the show. I hope you enjoy the show today, and stick around, because I'll be going live after the breakthrough songs and the interview has played. Oliver Sean signing out. I'll see you real soon.
here to shine, it's never too late. Finding my why, always will be guided through.
Nikki Chris, and you are tuned in to the WOA FM 99 radio show.
What can be said when we no longer talk? We've reached the end, our love's about to fall. And I question if it was ever meant to be. And the answer's not what you expect from me. I'd rather let it burn, 'cause that's just how the world.
All right, folks, so I've got my very good friend, and a lot of you will know him. This is the awesome rapper who you've seen on my music video on VH1, on MTV, on the New York single. It's PM all the way from Maryland. PM, how you doing?
Whoa, what's good with him? So G. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Oh, man, I can't wait for you to come to the UK to tour with me again.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely in the next few months. Because yeah. I'm looking at the dates now. Everything is opening back up. Looking to come back over there and do it for the fans, you know.
Absolutely. Let our listeners know that you actually did a few gigs with me during my Heartland tour. So you came to you flew all the way to Chicago, and we did this awesome show. It was so much fun, man.
It was more than I kind of really imagined, because, you know, just doing my little tours and stuff like that. So it was really a great experience.
Yeah,
just coming out and seeing a different vantage point. And I seen all your fans coming out and supporting. I was like, wow,
yeah.
that was amazing. Just being able to do that internationally.
And aside from the New York single, that you knew the song and we did that on a commercial track, you were just coming on and just jamming on songs you've not even heard before. It was so much fun.
Right. And that was the great experience, because you gave me that opportunity. I was like, oh, yeah, I can do this?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. This is where I'm from. This is my realm right here.
Yeah, that's the sign of great musicianship between two people, you know. When they just connect and you just can do it, you know.
It's the synergy, you know. That's why it's one thing that you can't really force.
Correct.
Collaborations.
Exactly.
You know, you just got to let the music, you know, speak for it. You know, I always tell a lot of artists that I do come in contact, even though we may not do the record,
yeah,
it's coming.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that you just got to look forward to, because that's what makes the moments, the events,
absolutely,
that much bigger.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of collaborations, we had a fantastic collaboration on the New York single that hit MTV, VH1. It was like on the charts and everything.
Yeah.
But now we've got this special song coming out called Blues Dance. Well, we're still figuring out to call it remix or the PM mix or, you know, I don't know. I'm coming up with something nice, okay?
The whole rhythm of it, because I think it's more different. It's more up-tempo than from New York.
Correct.
So it's like a club type of thing.
Exactly.
So I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, and I've tried to make it a club thing, but also add in the world beat, you know, like tablas and everything, so that it becomes this dance thing, but with a little bit of a twist, and then bringing you in with this amazing modern rap sound. You know, it just sounds just phenomenal. I can't wait for people to hear the song, man.
Well, you know, I can't wait to shoot the video.
I know. Well, speaking of video, let's tell everybody how we did the New York video. I filmed most of that in the UK, parts in Goa and on tour and everything. Even I even used footage from, I think, the tour we did in the Heartland tour, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know. But then you did the video, your part, in Maryland, correct?
Yeah, I did. It's a place where, and I go to New York all the time.
Right.
But I wanted to see that place. But it's a place in Baltimore where we artists called the Art District.
Right.
Where they have a lot of murals for us to be artistic in our videos. A lot of artists shoot their videos over there in the area.
Correct.
So I just wanted to pay homage just to the city, and also it had New York painted on the wall. Incidentally, kind of worked for the song.
Yeah.
So, and it just reminded, just for me being in hip hop, the graffiti and where it came from. So that's why I was like, come home with me.
Yeah.
Because this is the essence of hip hop, you know, graffiti and breakdance.
The one thing about your writing, you know, PM, is it just really gets to me. The way you came up with the lyrics of your part for the New York song, it just brings tears to my eyes every time. It just feels so us, you know. It feels like you and me, real, you know.
It's our
story.
When I wrote that verse, I was just really thinking of, this is something special.
Yeah.
So I want to give it that platform.
Absolutely.
So I definitely didn't want to go too deep, because I wanted to, you know, not drive the listeners away, but I also wanted to give them something, because
correct,
I knew where you was coming from when you were singing that record.
Yeah.
Because I got a chance to hear it.
Correct.
To really listen to it.
Yeah.
Right before I, you know, put the song together.
Yeah.
So,
Blues Dance, you know, I'm waiting for people to check your part out on that song. I think you're going to love it again.
I had some fun with that one.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah, I definitely had some fun. I was, really just intrigued by is that the sound.
Yeah.
And I was like, because I said, you don't really understand. That's where we come from. That's the boom bap, yeah, the hip hop.
Right, exactly. There. Yeah, absolutely.
With
music,
with rocking, and I'm like, with that guitar riff, I'm like, oh man, he don't know what he, you know, missing.
I'm glad you enjoyed that, bro. You know, I'm hoping. I'm just hoping this time the video that we shoot, we don't have to do it away from each other. I hope we can be together when we do the video, you know, and I can film parts of you myself because I do a lot of the filming, and I'd be able to get exactly what I want to get. You know, somehow the New York video came out perfect. I mean, nobody had a clue that you were not in New York City. They thought you were in New York.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wanted to give them something, yeah, but they didn't want to have too many landmarks.
Correct.
To overcrowd them, because you didn't have, I knew you probably wouldn't have as much.
Yeah.
So, but I just still wanted to deliver that essence. But I also got an idea, because in my, you know, in my verse,
yeah,
I mentioned a landmark in the verse, and I seen the store.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, so I was gonna have a little Mamacita.
Oh yeah.
Dancing.
All right.
So because you got that, it's that it's the vibe of the record.
Correct.
So I was looking at summertime, you know, when it gets a little bit warm out here.
Right.
To really shoot.
Oh man.
You know, even with your idea as well, because yeah, it's something where, you know, it's a dance.
Yeah.
So I wanted to have, you know, have some dancing in it.
Oh, absolutely. Man, I'm thinking maybe I should just fly down to Baltimore and, you know, do something in Maryland with you. That might be great.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking for something real special for that. Real special. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, because I think that with that kind of presence, it deserves something. Yeah,
because I'm thinking, man, if I actually fly down to Baltimore and we do a gig there, we film it, we get all your hot Mamacitas joining us and filming the, man, that video will really make it to the top.
Because you're adding more color. And also, it's a mixture of a different, as far as with interracial.
Correct.
If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, because yeah, now, of course. You know, yeah.
It kind of eases a lot of these tensions because we all can get along.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not even looking at it from an American point of view. It's just like, it's more worldly.
World, exactly. Because sound of on the record is also very world, if you think about it. It's got elements of blues, African, Indian, you know, European, everything, you know. So it could really come out really good.
Absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, that's one of the things that I'm looking at now, even when I'm doing my music.
Right.
Just talk to my neighborhood. I'm really trying to really bring more people outside of where I come from, cool, still make good music.
Talking about your music, tell our listeners what you're working on right now, aside from Blues Dance and all that. What are you working on your own? What are you doing right now?
I got a single out right now called Mr. Bars.
Okay.
We just moving in on the street level for the most part. It's doing very well on Spotify.
Okay.
So I'm really appreciated with the band point of view. We getting some low level radio play. I got another record we trying to push, called Champagne Toast, more celebratory.
Okay.
From the same label, so.
Is this on iTunes? Is it on iTunes?
That one's not yet.
Okay.
I'm thinking they're gonna probably release that in the summer.
Our listener base that we've created, they're these hardcore independent supporters, you know. So every artist that I've featured on my interview, you know, the featured artist thing, which you're going to be now on this show, they always seem to bloody hit the charts. So I'm hoping we've got, Blues Dance is not released yet, but I'm hoping you've got a single out there so that I can play that song today and get all our listeners to go to iTunes and download it and get you on the iTunes charts.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, that single, Mr. Boss.
Mr. Boss. So, folks, we're going to be playing Mr. Boss today. So please, please go out there and support my brother, my friend, and my musical brother, you know, PM. We've done so much together, and I must tell you, he's one of the best hip-hop artists I've ever met and I've ever worked with. And you have to go support him, okay?
Appreciate
you have to support him. You know, every time I do my live streams, I do a live stream every month. It's called the Garage Sessions. And as usual, I have to do New York because I keep getting requests to do New York. And when I reach the end part, I'm always giving you a shout out, you know. If you're listening, if you're watching, you'll always hear me. I'm going, PM, if you're watching, man, do the rap now.
But you know, it's one of these things. Like now, I kind of got out of looking out, and I knew that all my friends and family, they support
me. Yeah.
Like, and they always tuning in. It's to the point they were like, man, you know, we got you already on the notifications. So I'm like, okay, my bad.
Yeah.
So I understand now that this is already being consumed.
Correct.
It's just by the people that I don't know. I wish I knew.
Exactly.
That's my extended family. And we call them the XO fam because, you know, even though I don't know their names individually, I still carry them. So, you know.
True.
And I got love. Yeah. So I love the fans because, you know, without the fans, I wouldn't be here.
Absolutely. PM, before you go, let's plug in your website and your social media, right? So your website is, what's the official website?
The official website is XOMEDENT.com.
And
you can follow me on Twitter.
Twitter.
And XOMEDENT, that's my label account. XOMEDENT, that's my media account.
Okay.
And then you can follow me on my profile at XOENTENG_PM.
Okay.
So you'll follow all my content.
Excellent.
And you can follow me on Instagram as well.
Okay.
PM.XOMEDENT. And then my label, XOMEDENT. Okay. All on Instagram.
Fantastic. So XO is your label name, is it? XO Media Entertainment.
Extraordinary Media Entertainment.
Yeah. Extraordinary Media Entertainment.
You know, it's something that I built the foundation from, and I was always an artist that that helped it. And I did my business through the label.
Correct.
But I also always had other businesses with other labels.
Right.
So it was really never something that I always would move around as PM.
Also, before you go, we have to tell our listeners that the PM used to be in the U.S. Army. And he was based in the U.K.
I was in the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2001.
Fantastic.
I left right before 9/11. Yeah, it was the Air Force. I was stationed down in RAF Lake and Heath. Shout out to Lake and Heath, RAF Mildenhall, Beltwell. You know, all of those servicemen out there.
Excellent.
Getting busy. Yeah, they definitely still over there.
Fantastic.
Know, and I was doing little showcases and stuff out there when I was stationed over there.
Really? That's really cool. Yeah. And, you know, the Oliver Sean Band, we do a lot of gigs for the British Army, the Air Force and all of that, RAF bases in Norwich and up in Yorkshire. Just to let you know, my drummer is in the British Army.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So when you come down and when we're touring together, you guys are going to have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I did I actually went out to Scotland.
Oh, yeah?
I forgot to make their deployment out there. And, you know, it was different than being down in I guess you call it Suffolk. Yeah, I got a chance to partake in the culture.
Super.
As well.
Super. You know what? Now that you've told everybody that you've been part of the Army and the Air Force, I think you're gonna get even more fans now.
I hope so. You know, we U.S. veterans. You know,
U.S. veterans, man. Absolutely.
Especially veterans home. And again, I had fun when I was stationed in United Kingdom.
Uh huh.
My daughter was United Kingdom, so.
Really?
So.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we got a connection with England.
Excellent.
All day.
Fantastic. So guys, keep an eye out for obviously PM's new album that's releasing very soon. We're going to be playing his new single today, Mr. Boss. Yeah. But the main focus right now for us at WOA is the brand new Blues Dance remix single that is going to be released very soon. We've been talking about it. It's been delayed, but you know what? It's going to be worth it because now it's going to come out in a bang.
Yeah.
PM, it was great having you on the show, bro.
Hey, no problem. Hey, look. Oh, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to seeing you this summer.
Oh, absolutely.
So we can shoot this video.
Yeah.
And get it out for the people.
Can't wait, yeah, man. Can't wait.
I appreciate it. Have some fun today.
Yeah. Cheers, bro. Talk to you soon.
All right, 100.
Yeah. Dawn of the madness. DJ Pain 1. Address me, Mr. Balls went in front of me. XO get biz, wearing all my jeans. Go to war, get a glimpse, which crashing me. Just want oh, cause they think they cashing me. Black card to the max, never stressing me. I sit back in the cut, watch it come to me. New smell, final wines, just tasting me. Diddy bottles, drunk off of mango peach. Bring along big bread, dog, get it in. Back to the grid, think about some sales I miss. Speed it up, start asking about some funny wigs. I really, man, I'ma get you faded for the square biz. I run the circles, find these raps, I'm pointing out. Bring a white shirts round to the trap house. With a wee boy. I see them pockets, dope man, where they lean, boy. Who's stitching? You talking, better freeze, boy. They hopping out, double side, another scene, boy. New face, headed down to the precinct. They wanna know how I made it through the f***ing clinks. Had to tell them, I'm grinding to the top, fam. God, you did it long, you make it to the top, man. I'm on the block, cutting hands for the sales hugging. I'm going hard, touching money like it's braille hugging. Looking out, grass tucked, still loaded, B. Safe haven, take cover, think of playing me. Everybody selling shit, who f***ing buying? Everybody bossing shit, who f***ing lying? Put the bread on the woods, you asking one wine. I never questioned the jungle, had to be a lion. I'm a king all the time, where I'm walking, G. To the bread, Ben Franklin keep calling me. I rap about getting paper, it's in my blood. I pass it down through my kids when I'm making love. Got a bop with your step when we slip through. I get you stuck like traffic when the checks move. Up with the hand dog, yeah, know your beeps. Know how to boom sound, gotta know your heats. How the Nanasona move around these fucking beats. XO on the rise, this is not a meme. Hustle game need all that. Respect the grind, no fall back. Respect the time, don't call back. I'm over here about all that. So go along with your riff-raff. No disrespect, but y'all niggas rapping riff-raff. Smoking on King Kong, dunk the whole bag. Smelling 100 miles before I hit the doormat. 100 niggas, 100 cities, baseball bats. I'm the best that ever did it, get your cans out. Don't see, just fail, bring your mans out. From the top to the bottom, knock them all out. Lake J, the top five when I ball out. East, west, up, north, cover all south. We don't see digging, eating with a closed mouth. I'm talking Rick James, oops, you get whole couch. We at the end of the line, time ran out. My niggas on the roof, smoking, clearing space out. Black hoodies, black skellies, cleaning your house. Respect the grind, fit scale, cover all droughts. I'ma shine, rain, sleep, spit it, sun out early.
The sun went down. line and sinker. Your lure was in my sight. Hook, line and sinker. I'll never be free of that. Hook, line and sinker. You left in me. Tomorrow
be brighter than it seems. There's a ray of hope unforeseen, so we can wake up from this endless fever dream. So close yet far away.
I hope you enjoyed the show, all those fantastic songs. And by the way, I must apologize. I kept saying Mr. Boss for PM's new song, but it's actually Mr. Bars, B-A-R-S. And what a great song that was. And, well, all the songs on the show today are season finale. I hope you enjoyed all those amazing songs. And don't forget, we're going to be featuring some brand new breakthrough tracks and certified indie songs and by some of the best artists around the world coming up on season 20, which starts in just a few weeks. And without further ado, I'm going to now go live and sing a couple of songs for you guys. So, by the way, if you want to watch me live, you know, the video, tune into my Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or even TikTok at Oliver Sean. TikTok is at the Oliver Sean. Yeah, I hope to see you guys there. And here goes. Let's do this.
There's a light. A certain kind of light never shone me. I want my life to be live with you, live with you. And there's a way everybody says to do each and every little thing. What good does it bring if I ain't got you? If I ain't got you, baby, you don't know what it's like. Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my brain, I see your face again. I know my frame of mind. You ain't gotta be so blind that I'm blind, so very, very blind. And I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? Live and I breathe for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you? If I ain't got you, baby, you don't know what it's like. Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody. Love somebody the way I love you. You don't know what it's like, hey, baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. Yeah! All right, I hope you enjoyed that song. That was To Love Somebody by the Bee Gees, one of my all-time favorite songs. I haven't done it for a while, and I decided to do it today. And yeah, so if you wanna see me perform live, I'm going to do a couple more songs on my garage sessions, but today it is more a studio sessions, because it's not going to be a garage sessions. I'm going to continue singing in this setup in the studio, and we've got like maybe two or three songs that I'm going to do for all my garage sessioners, you know, all my live streaming fans who are going to tune in. Hopefully they tune in right now on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, at Oliver Sean. And today, for the first time, we're also going to try TikTok, at The Oliver Sean, and Twitch, of course, at Oliver Sean. So hope to see you there. Ciao, see you soon. Enjoy the show, and I'll see you for a brand new season 20 coming up very, very soon. Today is the season finale, of course, of season 19. Enjoy. Ciao.